It is 3:32, and we're joined here now in the studio for the Short and Sweet Business Beat by the Mac-wearing Kristen Smith coming out of the rain with a really awesome rain jacket. I like that.
Thanks so much. Welcome back from Austin, yes. Aaron. We're glad that you're here. It is raining.
It is raining, yes. Is it raining really hard? The problem with me trying to do the weather forecast in here is, and you know this because you're standing here, there's no window to the outside world. So no. It could be a tornado outside, and I wouldn't necessarily know what's going on. So I've got to rely on this radar, which isn't necessarily great.
We can always start the Short and Sweet Business Beat with a weather report. What I really want to know is who are the people that call call off the baseball games, like, you know, with schools, the people that make these decisions on whether the kids get on the bus or not. Who at the UNC Tar Heel baseball team calls it, or the Durham Bulls, who are having their opening night tonight? So
yes, it's going to be an exciting season. I got to go to a Durham Bulls game last year. They took a no hitter into the ninth inning, which was awesome. No scoring at all, but they took a no-hitter into the ninth inning. So there you go. I'm looking at the Diamond Heels Twitter account, and it says tonight's game against UNC Asheville has been canceled due to heavy rain in the forecast. So that's passive voice. So it's not the person who runs the Diamond Heels Twitter account who did it. Someone canceled it.
So speaking of competition and games, we're really excited to make a special announcement about our community bocce tournament.
Yes.
Some folks may know, a lot of WCHL listeners, we lost one of our board members, Chris Durham, earlier this year, and we decided to honor his life and legacy by renaming the tournament the Community Bocce Derby. We're really excited about this. The Derby family issued a statement and said, "For those of us who knew him, attaching his name to the event will forever evoke the images of Chris's enthusiasm, laughter, and love for our community." So we're really excited to celebrate his life and his legacy. He, in addition to serving on our board, served on the board of directors for Extraordinary Ventures, which is a great organization that helps young adults with autism in our community. So we hope folks will come out on May 14th for the Community Bocce Derby presented by Piedmont Health. That's going to be on May 14th at the farm. Lots of ways to participate. One of them is to get a Derby Dream Team, where $100 of your ticket price will go to support Extraordinary Ventures. Additionally, if you're not a bocce player and you don't want to purchase a team of two, you can be a super fan. Super fan, I think, is one of the best deals out there. For $25, you get dinner, drinks, and lots of fun watching. And maybe I don't know if one heckles a bocce player.
Now you've planted the seed in everyone's head.
I was trying to make a baseball analogy when I appreciate you playing along. But we hope that folks will join us and celebrate and honor Chris Derby and support us at the Community Bocce Derby May 14th.
And that really was a big loss for the community in general, the business community in particular, because he ran two businesses, for the Baguette About It food truck and the UPS stores. He was involved in the chamber. He was involved in so many charitable and nonprofit causes.
One of the co-chairs for Chapel Hill 2020. Sent an email to local government staff, telling them about the Community Bocce Derby, but so many folks met him through the comprehensive planning process. We're glad that we still mourn his loss, but we are glad to have this opportunity to celebrate
his life.
And it really
is a great tribute in his honor, and the fact that some of the proceeds go to Extraordinary Ventures is terrific.
Really excited about this.
So, CarolinaChamber.org, by the way, if you want to know more about any or all of the events that we're talking about, including the Community Bocce Derby, which is next month. Before that, we've got the Bees, which we should mention again.
We have the Bees. We were going to do BAH before BEA.
Boz?
The Boz. Doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
Is it the Boz or the Baz?
I don't know how one would pronounce that, but the BEAS are coming up.
Yes.
The BEAS stands for Business Excellence Awards. We are celebrating on May 28th, but Friday is the deadline to nominate in one of six categories. It is 16 minutes to fill out the nomination form. We know that WCHL listeners know who is the best of the best, whether it's university-born business, the business who's shown the most innovation or community impact, or your businesswoman of the year. Someone one time coined it the Queen Bee Award, or the under 40 young professional of the year, which someone said could be called the baby bee, the larva award. Again, like the boss.
That's not an official.
Larva award isn't exactly a term that
we're gonna stick with necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But appreciate again you playing along.
It's a work in progress. We're giving it a shot. Yeah.
Please visit carolinachamber.org/BEAS and nominate by Friday. We know that you know the best of the best, and we can't wait to celebrate.
So a couple more days to do that, and then the event itself is going to be on and in
May 28th in Playmakers.
Awesome.
So we hope folks will join us. Buy tickets. Tickets are on sale. Nominate and buy tickets and come celebrate.
Is it May
28th? Yes. Did I say? What did
no,
I say?
Said you said May. I was for some reason I had April in my head.
No.
It's in May. But
May 28th.
The deadline to nominate
exactly,
is in April.
Exactly.
The event itself is in May. Okay.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Kristen Smith, who is keeping me on track. Short and sweet business feet. Both of those events, the Derby and the Bees, are coming up in May. Business After Hours, I believe, is the Baz, the Boz.
The Boz. I can't say it with a straight face. Tomorrow at the Habitat for Humanity Restore, we're really excited to partner with them. Did you know, Aaron, that Habitat for Humanity Restore diverted over 900 tons of waste from Durham and Orange County's landfills?
I did not know that.
And they provide full funding for a total of 6.5 Habitat for Humanity homes in Durham and Orange counties and became the 18th highest grossing Habitat for Humanity Restore. You can help them continue to be one of the highest grossing restores by joining us at Business After Hours, 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow. We'll have Dickie's Barbecue Pit and Carolina Brewery Beer with tastings from Blue Sky Oil and Vinegar. So beer and barbecue and music by the Dixie Crystals. So
nice.
The most exciting part about this, to keep them becoming a highest grossing store, is everyone who joins us at Business After Hours will get a 20% off coupon.
Ooh.
Any one item. You'd be amazed at what you can find.
You can find some really good stuff there.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Some of that has come from my apartment, I believe.
as in, you are showcasing it in your apartment, or
no. Like, it went from my apartment to the restore.
Okay,
although
okay.
I think some of the stuff in my apartment came from there was a bit of an exchange at one point or two.
So as a reminder, always Business After Hours is open to any chamber member employee, which includes employees of UNC, UNC Healthcare, Chapel Hill, Carver City School Systems. We want to celebrate, support Habitat for Humanity Restore, which helps build homes both in Durham and Orange County, and hope and is really an affordable housing partner that we count on. So
absolutely.
Come celebrate with us 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow at, I'm not going to say the Boz, but at Business After Hours at Habitat for Humanity Resource.
Where is the music going to be? I'm trying to picture somebody. You got to clear some space off for the music.
Well,
right?
they're shutting the store down early at 2.
Ooh,
so,
to get it all ready for
to get it ready. So,
okay.
So we know. You know, these folks. I just volunteered recently at a Habitat site. These folks know how to build things.
That's
so
true.
I don't build things really fast.
Yeah.
So I don't doubt that they can get a stage set and ready, and they'll be ready for you to shop. Registers will be open, and you may meet your next client there. So join us at Business After Hours tomorrow, 5:30 to 7:30, at the Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Just across the border in Durham off 15501. CarolinaChamber.org is the website if you want to know more about all of those events and more. That is the short and sweet business beat. I don't want to kick you back out in the rain, but
it's okay. I'll have a better weather report next week.
Okay,
thanks so
good,
much.
Good.
Thanks so much, Jared.
All right, Kristen Smith, thank you so much. It's 3:42.